What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura joined by Matt Wilhelm here for Cleveland Browns today. A huge come-from-behind victory, the biggest in NFL history on the road, Matt. How did the Browns do this?
I don't know, but I'm still pumped up, and I'm just glad that they did, to be honest with you. And I think that, again, the resiliency of this team and really exemplifying what Coach Mike Pettine has got into their brains allows them to get to 2-2. They're even, and we have the our rival coming to town in the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's right. Two ugly first halves on the road, but two great second halves. Let's get into that second half. Ben Tate in the first game back, 123 yards, career high. He brought the mail in this one.
He really did. I just think his overall experience, you could see him exemplify that on the football field. I thought some of those cutback lanes and just the way he was throwing off tacklers and, I mean, palming the ball like Jordan. He's the reason we got him here as a free agent because he's the runner we thought he was going to be.
And Brian Hoyer continues to be Captain Clutch in the second half, coming down three touchdowns on the day, two of them in the second half. In fact, in the final 7 minutes, including the game winner to Travis Benjamin.
That might be the first time, Nathan, that all of us Browns fans, against that Tennessee Titans team that we knew we should have beaten a lot worse than it was yesterday, but we trusted the offensive system. We trusted Brian Hoyer to make the throws and that team to make those plays.
And how about this offensive line? Constantly pushing the Titans down the field on the run plays, perfect clean pockets for Brian Hoyer. Maybe the best in the NFL, and I think it is.
I agree. I think, the plays out of the rookie, Betonio's playing well, Greco's playing well, you know, Mack and Thomas are doing their thing. But again, I think, you know, Ben Tate and Brian Hoyer deserve to take those guys out for a great night out.
They certainly should, yes. Brian Hoyer doesn't get touched back there for the Cleveland Browns. Now, as we look ahead to building on the momentum here, going against the Steelers, first of all, how do you get these guys to come out a little quicker? We can't keep stunting teams 20-plus.
You know, I've said it time and time again. I really think it has to do with the game planning. If we can give a game plan for success, meaning Hoyer gets some confidence, some early throws, of course, Tate in those running lanes, and then defensively, I always like to be aggressive, which means, like, if we know Pittsburgh's going to come to town and try to punch us in the mouth and get out to that fast start, we need to counterpunch or actually be the one, be the aggressor, and go punch them first by the big run, the big play, and take our shots.
Take me in the locker room now. Last time you faced the Steelers, you spotted them too much, but you had the dominant second half in their building. How confident are these players about what they can do to the Steelers this time around at
home? I think
they're
confident because this is not the Pittsburgh team we've seen in the past. Their defense is giving up points. We saw them lose to a very bad Tampa Bay Buccaneers football team, but we've also seen them play extremely well. I think the fact that we took them to the ropes week one, I think that we've just gotten our first road victory of this football season. Confidence is extremely high, and these guys are still celebrating now, but they're ready to get back to work.
It was a dance party in the locker room after the game, and hopefully there will be another one this Sunday when the Browns take on the Steelers in a huge game. But for now, let's just savor this victory, Dog Pound. Thanks for tuning in to Cleveland Browns today. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your latest Browns news and notes.